Siyata Deshmaya, what I'd like to do tonight is, for the first few minutes, share with you a shtickle Torah, and then in the last few minutes, apply that Torah of Sfiras HaOmer to our Avodas Hashem. For those of you who have a Chumash in front of you, it might help to take a look at two parshios of Sfiras HaOmer. One appears in Vayikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, and the other appears in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tes. One in Vayikra, the other in Sefer Devarim. Torah Akdeisha, when describing the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, says, Usfartem lachem mimachras ha-shabos miyoyim aviyachem es oimer ha-tnufa sheva shabosos tmimos tiyena. We're going to focus on the opening words of that pasuk. Usfartem lachem. Every single one of you shall count. Each one of you shall count. The Gemara Menachos says, Shetei sfira lekol echad ve'echad. The Be'er Halacha quotes Achronim and claims it's even Shitas Rashi. It's a Chiddush in Shitas Rashi. That Shomea Ka'ona, even though it works in Kol HaTorah Kula, the way in which we were Yotze Mikra Megillah is the Baal Kore read, we listen, and it's as if we said. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer is different. There, you have to say it. There's no Shomea Kaina. Whether Rashi really holds that way, Yesh Lodun, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah quotes this Shita, and the Minig Yisrael is to be Choshesh for it. The Chazan says, and we don't simply listen, but we say it ourselves as well. So question number one is, why is it that Sfiras HaOmer is so different than all other mitzvahs? In what way and why is Sfiras HaOmer different? Let's now go to Parshas Re'eh. Take a look. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tes. I'll read it slowly for those of you who don't have Chumash in front of you. Shiva Shavuos Tisfar Lach. You shall count 7 weeks. Notice, here it says, Lach in the singular. You, as Klal Yisrael in general, should count 7 weeks. Mehachel chermesh bakama, that there's a big discussion exactly what that means. Tachel lispar shavuos shavuos, you count 7 weeks. Vasisa chag shavuos Hashem elokecha. So the two parashiyos in the Torah, and they're different. And they're different in many ways, and we're going to focus on two of them. Number one, we had pointed out that in Parshas Emor, there it says, Shetei Sfira lekol echad ve'echad. In Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't say that. It says that the Sfira is for all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, it's reminiscent, the one connection to this week's Parsha, in Parshas Behar, there, the description of counting the years of Yovel, which is clearly on Bezdin, says, V'safarta lecha sheva shabsoi shanim. Similar to the Lach that you have in Parshas Re'eh. So question number one was, why is there an emphasis in Parshas Emor, Shetei Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad? And question number two is, if there's an emphasis that every person has to do it, then why in Parshas Re'eh does it say Lach in the singular? So far, two questions. Number three, don't worry, another 3 minutes of the Torah and then we'll get to the Musar. Question number three is that at the end of the day, why is it that the Torah describes in Emor that the counting is towards the Shtei HaLechem? Parshas Emor, no mention is made of Shavuos. Yet in Parshas Re'eh, there it says, Vasisa Chag Shavuos. Again, three questions. What is the repetition? Shtei Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad? Why is it that if it's just Shetei Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad in Re'eh, there the emphasis is on Klal Yisrael in general? And what is it about Emor that emphasizes the counting towards the Karbon versus Re'eh that emphasizes the counting towards Shavuos? Based on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, Rav Herschel Reichman Shlita told me a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And I heard the same pshat from Rav Nevinzel Shlita. And this pshat appears in the Shem Yishmua. first question, why is it that the Torah says that the chiyuv is on every individual, shetehei sfira lekol echad ve'echad? It's because your sfira sa'imer is not the same as my sfira sa'imer. Reuven has his avodah of sfira. He has his yisoid shebenetzach. And Shimon has his yisoid shebenetzach. Rav Tuvia Goldstein Zatzal also said the same pshat. And therefore, Shomea Ka'ina doesn't work. In contrast to Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, the chiyuv is for all of us to say the same kriya. And therefore, Shomea Ka'ina works. Rav Reichman Shlita added that al pi chasidus, Parshas Emor corresponds to the personal avoda of every individual. Shem Yishmol writes that the avoda of going from the sa'orim of the Karban Omer to the Shtei Alechem, the sa'orim are raw, they're coarse. We go out of Mitzrayim as raw and coarse. V'at erim ve'erya. And the avoda is the moment in which a person reaches that place of fine flour. That's the counting of Parshas Emor. But there's no mention of Chag Shavuos because there's a duality that's taking place in Sefiras HaEmor. There's two things that are taking place. The individual is working on himself, the Avodah HaPratis, B'toich Me'ov, inside of his Kishkes, inside of himself, deep inside of him. And then there's the counting of Parshas Re'eh. That's a totally different Avodah. There it's all of Klal Yisrael together, simultaneously. All of Klal Yisrael together. Hence, the Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, and it culminates in Chag Shavuos, in the counting of weeks. And then Rabbi Reichman put the cherry on the top, Al Pi Kabbalah. I was a little kid at the time. I came over to him, and I had heard something Rav Soloveitchik had said, and then Rabbi Reichman opened up to me the whole world of where Lomdus and Chasidus are not contradictory, they're all one. Rabbi Reichman pointed out that when it comes to, in Kabbalah, the number 7 is Koilel HaKol. The number 7 includes everything. It's well known that Chanukah is L'mala Me'ateva, that's number 8. 7 is the number where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. The entire world is included in the number 7. What's Chag Shavuos? It's Chag Matan Torah. It's called the Chag of Shavuos, of weeks. That's Koilel HaKol. And there's no mention of the counting of days in Parshas Re'eh. The counting of days, which is the Avodah HaPratis, only appears in Parshas Emor. So there are two spheres. Basically, the Torah is over now. There are two spheres. One is the sphere of Shetei Sphere L'Kol Echad V'Echad, the Avodah HaYachid, and the other is the Avodah HaKlal, a sphere towards Chag Shavuos. And Chag Shavuos is Koilel HaKol. Histakel boi raiso bara alma. Everything in the world exists due to Torah. That's the duality. Based on this, I'd like to observe the depth of what the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said. Of course, emphasis on Zatzal. The depth of what he said. And yet at the same time, maybe we could disagree. Halacha l'maisa. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal had a fascinating shita. When a shliach would go and cross the international date line, the Rebbe, to the chagrin of most Gedolei Torah, said that the shliach continues counting his count. So let's say he goes, tonight's 27, he travels, and the place that he travels to, they're up to 29. So there's a big deal in the poskim. What's he supposed to do? They're counting 29. He missed 28. What's he going to do? He's stuck. So some posts can say you could count 28, 29 together in one day. Some say you're stuck. You lose a bracha. Those are the standard shitas. The Rebbe Zatzal had a brilliant shita. He said he continues counting what he's up to. They're counting 29. He'll count 28. When they count 30, he'll count 29. And the Rebbe then says, he keeps Shavuos a different day. Their first day of Shavuos is still Sfira for him. His first day of Shavuos is their second day of Shavuos. So I'd like to say the Rebbe's vort is based on a tremendous oimek. The emik of the Rebbe's idea is that when it comes to Sfiras Hayom, it's your personal account. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. There's no Shemei Kaina. And you can't be Motzi. The fact that you're found in another tzibur, you have to hold where you are, not where anybody else is. And you can't skip a step in Netzach. Oh, but when it comes to Shavuos, maybe we could say that even Al Pi Chasidus it works. But when it comes to Chag Shavuos, you can't have Chag Shavuos without the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, it can't be that he's going to have a different day of Shavuos, and that is reflected in the two parashiyos of the Torah. Ein Echanami. Maybe Ulai V'Ulai, he continues counting, and he stops at 48. Einis Rachmana Patre. But when it comes to Chag Shavuos, you can't have Kabbalah Satayra without the rest of Klal Yisrael. V'yichan Shem Yisrael k'neged ahar k'yishechot v'lei v'chot. Rabbosai, that's an avoda. It's not a simple avoda. The avoda that one is counting as a yachid and is also part of the tzibur. That's not easy. It's not easy to live in both worlds. And sometimes the Talmidim, particularly in our generation, here's where the heavy mussar comes. The Talmidim in our generation are stuck, just like the Vavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, are stuck in Parshas Emor. I'll never forget. I think I saw it again, Rav Ifra. We were joking about this in the past. I'll never forget. There was one day that I walked in, and it was Thursday, I believe, and one of the guys was learning in the back towards that corner. It's not this year. And he goes, he got stuck in the Gemara. And he goes, Rebbe, wants him to come to serve him. The Rebbe's the waiter nowadays. You know, in the joint YU Israel program, that's the way it works. The Rebbe is there to serve you. There's a yeshiva that's their slogan. We're here to serve you. And the Rebbe, he calls the Rebbe over. It was a young Rebbe. And I was holding my breath. What's the Rebbe going to do? So Baruch Hashem, I complimented him on the Hasa'a ride back. And the Rebbe didn't come to him. He said, you come here. You come to me. I'm not here to serve you. But the Talmud didn't give up. Rebbe, come here. It was a standoff for a good half a minute. Where does the mindset come from? I don't think it's arrogance. I'm Don Lekavskos. I don't think it comes from gaiva. It comes from the mindset that we're building in the yeshivas, that at the end of the day, we're here to help you grow where you are. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's a responsibility of every yeshiva to create. Every single Talmud has his issues, has his challenges. He needs his particular Gemara. He needs his particular style. And all those things are important. But at the end of the day, Rabbosai, the Talmidim are going to lose. Not that the Rabbeim are going to lose. For sure the Rabbeim lose as well. But not only are the Rabbeim going to lose, the Talmidim as well are going to lose. And I'll explain why. Because there's another parsha. And that parsha is that at the end of the day, to be part of a klal, to be growing. And there at times when you're part of a tzibur, you could skip steps. There are guys that are saying there's no way, and there's some guys that might be for, some guys that might not be for. But there are Shana Aleph boys here who are saying, there's no way I could do Rav Chesky's Bekiyas program. It's not Shaykh. But you know what? When you join a tzibur and you throw yourself in, it's amazing what you could accomplish. And you'll be able to do Halacha and Tanakh. We're going to work hard to make sure that it works for every single Talmud. But to throw yourself in, and with the Koach HaTzibur, there's so much that could be accomplished. And you could actually skip steps. I asked Rav Bednar if I could quote him. He said, yes. Rav Bednar said, nowadays in general society, you could choose what gender you are. So nowadays, the Talmud, you guys who grew up in that society where you think you could choose what gender you are, so then you decide what you're interested in, what you're not interested in. It's not only the arrogance of it comes to me. It's a whole different mindset. But what's happening? You know what happens when the Talmud focuses only on Parshas Emor and not on Parshas Re'eh? Instead of Har Sinai, the Rebbe bringing all of Har Sinai, to a group of Talmidim and saying, let me throw a lot at you, and maybe there's so many things that you could get, instead of Har Sinai going to the Talmid goes to Har Sinai. And he decides what he wants to take. But there's so much more that you could get. I'll give you a halacha l'maisa example in practical chinuch. Remember the first time I encountered this as a Magid Shir, we had a list of Marim Mekomos. I believe in not giving a large list of Marim Mekomos. It was a Gemara, a Taisis, a Rajba, maybe a couple of Achronim in parentheses. I walk around the Talmidim and I ask them, you know, what's how they're doing, what they're up to. The Talmud said very beautifully, Rebbe, I'm stuck in the Rajba. So I said to him, where are you stuck? I challenged him with something. He didn't get to the Rambam. He said, Rebbe, I didn't get to the Rambam. Are you going to discuss the Rambam in Shir? I said, yes, I'm going to discuss the Rambam in Shir. I get to the Rambam in Shir. The Talmud glares at me. And he puts down his pen. That's not what I came here for. I'm here to check out whether I got the Gemara, the Tosas, and it's part of the Rajva that I'm stuck in. And you're here to serve me, to give me pshat over here in the Rajva where I got stuck. Rabosai, if you open up your ears to be connected to the Amelus Batorah of the Tzibur, it's absolutely amazing how much over time you'll understand with the Rambam, even if you didn't prepare. Because the moment in which a person says, I'm not here for what I think is important, or what I think the agenda is, but I'm here to get everything. I'm here to experience Maimed Har Sinai. And that's exactly what Talmud Torah, Misiras, Dar Lidar, from Rebbe LeTalmud is all about. Then you could jump steps. Then you could go Mibchinas Yom Echa to Mibchinas Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach. But there has to be a push, a desire to be connected to that Tzibur, to be connected to that Mesiras HaTeira. I'll conclude with the story of the Netziv that brings this point out so poignantly. It's a story I've mentioned in the past. The Netziv, like me, Halavai, I would reach that Madrega with that reality, and many of the Talmidim here, was not that smart. Netziv was known as being a tremendous massive. In fact, when Netziv's first Sefer came out, people didn't believe he had written it. Because they knew him as an average, solid guy in the Beis Medrash. But they didn't believe that Netziv was capable of the Pirush on the Shiltas that he wrote. Netziv had a good friend. The Netziv loved every Jew, and he was warm to even Jews who were secular. One of his secular friends was what's referred to as a maskil, who was a Jewish Hebraist. You know what a Hebraist is? An expert in the language of Hebrew. And the Netziv and he used to communicate about Hebrew. And one day the Maskil, they would discuss issues in Hebrew, both Lashon Kodesh, original Hebrew, and the movement towards a modern Hebrew as well, Lahavdil. And one day the Hebraist said to the Netziv, let's be honest, Reb Tzvi Yehuda, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, let's be honest. At the end of the day, you're not that much smarter than me. And I would say we're tied in terms of level of expertise in the Hebrew language. But you've written in all of Talmud, and you've written on the Shiltos, and you've written Shalos Uchuvas. What's the difference? How do you explain it? I concede. I won't concede that you're better than me in Hebrew. I'm entitled to my chair in my professorship, but why is it that we're equal? If we're of equal intellect. Netziv didn't disagree, didn't say he was smarter. Netziv said, I'll tell you a mashal. There's someone who goes into a store that sells suits. What's a popular suit store? Someone told me, the suit lady? Is that right? The suit lady? Okay. So someone goes into the lady's store, and he asks her, can I buy a suit? Sure, I'll be with you there in a minute. She sees she's wrapping up with a customer. And she goes to the back and she brings out three garment bags. She gives it to the fellow for free. So the fellow who's about to be helped goes over to her. She says, Can I also have three garment bags? She says, absolutely. She rings him up for $100. Good quality garment bags. Says, I don't understand. The first guy you gave it to him for free, but the second guy, you're now charging me $100. Why am I different than the other? And the suit lady says, silly. The first guy bought three suits. If you come in to buy a suit, you get a garment bag for free. You want, and you say you want only the garment bag, then you got to pay full price. You got to pay for everything. Says the Netziv to the Maskil, you came to Maimon Har Sinai, and you said, this is what I want. We could add Ach B'chassidus, Umas B'alechol Chayrotzen. Whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. But you said you wanted the digduk. You weren't interested in the shiltas. You weren't interested in shas. You weren't interested in Yerushalayim. This is what you want. Rabbo said, what you want, you're going to get. You're going to get it in Shanabet. You're going to get it. What you want. But are you coming to choose from Har Sinai? Or are you allowing all of Har Sinai to fill you up? And then you'll be zoicha. V'asisa chak shavuos, which is koil akol. Shiva shavuos tispar lach. To be a chelik of a tzibur. To be a chelik of Maimon Har Sinai. Not to simply be individuals with our agenda that I'm getting something for skills and I'm getting something for this and then I'm working on this midah and then I'm going home and registering. I don't care whether you're registering Yeshiva Gedola or you're registering for Yeshiva University. At the end of the day, it's the same chisaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be able to be zeichet to Kabbalah Satera, to be able to take everything that Kabbalah Satera represents. And it's absolutely mind-boggling of what we could accomplish with Chinas Shiva Shavuos.